It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, we wrapped up the third week of trading for the month of January, and although it looked like we were going to put in some pretty strong performance for the week, we did see some trimming on Friday. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the week's performance.
2024 was a year of extremes, a cool and wet spring and a hot and dry fall. We've had a chance to reflect on what worked and what didn't. Did your marketing plan help you market grain? Did your crop insurance levels limit your risk and help you maximize profits and help take the sting out of a tough season? Martinson Ag will tailor a policy that protects your operation. Call the professionals at Martinson Ag today and let us help you design a strategy that works for you. Protect your future today with Martinson Ag.
Well, the third week of January was a short trading week as far as the grains were concerned, but it still brought a lot of activity to the marketplace. We started off posting sharp gains on Monday with weather concerns adding into a little bit of the support, especially for the U.S. Southern Plains and the Delta states because of some extremely cold temperatures and the expectation that it would cause a result in some winter kill in the winter wheat crop. And then we also saw disappointing rains as far as South America was concerned, primarily in Argentina. All that came in to help support the market. But as we slowly went through the week, we started to see a little more pressure come into play as rains popped back into the forecast for Argentina. Although they're not the crop-saving rains, they were going to be enough to be able to bridge the gap between now and the next system. Although they are expected to continue to see very hot temperatures continue for Argentina, this rain certainly would help stave off a little bit of pressure. Overall, though, the grains also did see a little bit of profit taking as we ran into the next level of major resistance in most of the grains, and that caused some profit taking to come into play, not just because of the rains being forecast, but also we're getting closer to the potential of using tariffs against some countries to get them to kind of change some of their attitudes towards immigration and drug trafficking. And that's starting to come to a head in some regions. Overall, though, by the time we wrapped up the week, we did see some pretty good gains yet as far as the grains were concerned. Minneapolis wheat was able to finish up anywhere from 11 to 12 cents, while Chicago wheat was up anywhere around 8 to 10. Kansas City was up 11 cents. Corn market even finished on the plus side, but smaller gains. We did see about 2 to 3 cent gains, while soybeans were up 22 to 23 cents. Soybean meal was up $7 to $8. Bean oil, though, finished down around 50 cents. Canola gaining almost $22 to $23. In the meats, that's where the wildness continues as we continue to see all-time new contract highs being hit. And a friendly cattle and feed report might add to that. Live cattle finished up over $5 to $8 across the board. Feeder cattle were up anywhere from $5 to $8 as well. And we saw lean hogs gaining about a buck. In the outside markets, crude oil was down $3. Gold was up $29. The dollar was down almost 2 full cents, while the Dow Jones gained 825 points.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.